Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Wednesday, May 6, 2020, of course. Happy day after Cinco de Mayo. Look, I know you want your tacos and all that on Cinco de Mayo, but please, let's not gather like we saw those pictures. Folks went crazy to get this Mexican food yesterday.
Let's not have a scene.
Okay, let me start with some breaking news, really. Montgomery County, this affects you if you have kids in the school system. The governor has now announced that for the end of the instructional year this year, you know, until school would rather be out this year, no more in-class gathering. So school is out for the rest of the school year. Don't know about the fall, but yeah, you're not going back this year. So, okay, distance learning continues. I want to inspire you. I want to remind you, please watch Michelle Obama's documentary. If you have Netflix, it's called Becoming, and she just continues to inspire. Like, I feel like I can go out there in the world and continue to do this as a black woman. If she could do it at the level that she did it, I know I can do it at my level.
You can do it, Alice. You can
right?
do it, babe.
Because sometimes society tries to beat you back, but she's like, no, I never felt invisible. I'm like, okay, I'm never going to feel invisible again either. But D.C., as far as its statehood push, is still looking invisible as far as President Donald Trump is concerned. He gave an interview to the New York Post, and he said that D.C. will never become a state. I mean, never. So D.C. leadership has been fighting for this for eons and eons. He just says, absolutely, it will not. You might remember in February. It looked kind of promising because the House Oversight Committee advanced some legislation to make the district a state. But alas, it's not going to be, at least on his watch. So there you go. Speaking of politics, you know him as a rapper and as a mogul. But Sean P. Diddy, Puffy, Love, what have you, Combs, spoke out on former vice president and now presidential candidate Joe Biden about what he owes the black community. Here is Puffy on Biden.
The black vote is not going to be for free. We're going to have to see some promises. You know, what are we getting in return for our vote? Nothing has changed for black America. And in order for us to vote for Biden, we can't be taken for granted like we always are because we're supposed to be Democrats or because people are afraid of Trump. It's whoever's going to take care of our community, whoever wants to make a deal. It's business at this point.
All right. Is it? Let's make a deal. Let me know what you think about Sean P. Diddy, Puffy Love, Combs. Call me 202-432-WHUR. Is he right?
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.